your pause today to book your spot, 620-506-2525.
Dun, 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 KVOE Live and Local, good morning. It is 844, and we are pleased to be joined, as we are on a bi-weekly basis, by the Lyon County History Center Executive Director, Mr. Greg Jordan. Greg, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Ron. How are you?
Doing good.
Doing good.
Always good to talk to you, Greg. And, of course, big week kicked off by Match Day, and the Friends of the History Center are part of that this year.
Yes, this is the first year for the Friends to be invited to be participating in the annual event for the Emporia Community Foundation, Match Day. This year was a bigger year for the Match Day. There were 35 nonprofits that were involved, and there was $170,000 in the matching pool. So it was a big year for everyone, and we are very fortunate and grateful to be involved in this. Monday was the match day itself, and so we will know on December 3rd how much we all get. But again, anytime a nonprofit can get money at the end of the year is a real bonus, because as you know, nonprofits typically have a very tight budget, so money at the end of the year really helps them get through.
Now, we know, as you mentioned here, that the check presentation is December 3rd, 2 weeks from yesterday. And we also know that the final totals, both on the group side and the overall total, aren't going to be announced yet. But I will say that I did see a leaderboard that was posted by the Emporia Community Foundation that indicated you guys were at least at the first part of the fundraising, maybe in the top 10 on how things were at least tracking early to the midway stages of that. That has to make you feel good about, you know, how people here locally and maybe area-wide really recognize the work that you do and value the work that you do.
Oh, absolutely, Chuck. We are very fortunate to be living in a very grateful and gracious community that helps all the nonprofits get along down the road. And this is, again, the first year for the Friends, but the Historical Society has been involved for the last 2 years, and it is such a big event for everyone involved. And this year, 35 different organizations, not only in Lyon County, but in surrounding counties as well. So the amount of money raised is really quite large and really very impressive, and we are very honored to know that people out there think that we're doing a good job and they want to help us do it.
Well, there'll be a lot of giving going on the National Day of Giving, December 3rd, and Chuck Samples will be emceeing the giving check presentations at the Flint Hills Mall.
That is correct.
And we'll launch our live broadcast beginning at 10 a.m. the morn of December 3rd. So tune in. It's great theater. If you can't make it out to the mall, we invite you to tune in, because it is. It's fun to listen to, and a lot of money changing hands and going to a lot of great organizations, nonprofits here in the area. Well, Greg, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, I guess, isn't it?
It is, in fact. We have reinstituted our community connection exhibits. We just got wrapped up the evil boxes, the shadow boxes that Kevin Johnson, our board president, makes of monster movie classics, and we are moving into Christmas time, and we're going to have a nativity scene community connection exhibit. So if you out there in their listening audience have a special nativity scene that you would like to put on display for the month of December, please let Lisa know at 340-6314, and we can take it from there. But, yeah, we want the public to be as involved in this as possible. This will be an exhibit on our first floor, so everybody that comes in can check this out. So, again, from about the 1st of December to the end of December, these will be on display. So, again, if you want to participate, call Lisa at 340-6314.
How different is this here from the exhibits that you typically have here, Greg, specifically because you have so many different artifacts and items in-house, and then essentially turning this over to the community to open things up?
Well, Chuck, we want to be the community museum, the area museum, and so we have 25,000 different objects in our collection, which is a large collection, but we also want the public to be a participant in this. So by opening up a small section of the museum for the community to demonstrate or exhibit their items. Kind of connects us all in that particular way. And everybody has a collection of something. And so as we move forward, we'll be trying to touch on all those different possible collections that people have and let them display them here at the History Center.
All right, and let's see. You're going to be having, an Ad Astra art show beginning mid-January 25, Greg?
Yes, this will be the third annual Ad Astra art show. This year's theme is sunflowers, and this is artwork submitted by the public again that is in conjunction with Kansas Day, which, of course, is January 29th. And so we start that January 14th, and it runs through February 8th. So if you have anything in art that you have created or that you own that has anything to do with sunflowers, please let Lisa know again at 340-6314, and we'll try to get that involved in the January Ad Astra art show.
Do you have any other community connection exhibits that are maybe planned for 2025 going forward, or is that plan developing right now?
We do have other community exhibits planned. Chuck, for instance, we're going to do one on quilts. We're going to do one on teapots. We're going to do one on a variety of, like I said, collectible items that people out there in the world, in the area have. And so, again, as we move forward, I will be making that announcement as here on the radio every 2 weeks to talk about upcoming community connection exhibits.
All right. Give us the latest on the Kids Zone, the Play Zone, Greg.
So the Roletto Langley Kids Play Zone is open.
There we go.
There we go. Drum roll. Lisa did a great job of rearranging, sprucing up, and tidying up the area. So please come on in and check that out. Bring your kids in from 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday. The Kids Zone on the second floor is open and ready for fun.
Good deal. That is awesome. And then you also have the Winter Emporium Gift Shop, which is, I know a lot of people come in to see what you have exhibit-wise, but maybe they're not drawn to the gift shop. This would be a good time to stop by.
Absolutely. We have been adding lots of new items to the Winter Emporium Gift Shop, and just in time for Christmas. So if you want to come in and do your Christmas shopping early or even late, come in to here at 7-Eleven Commercial. Check out our gift shop, and if you are a member of the Lyon County Historical Society, you get a 10% discount. So please, come on down.
Membership has its privileges, and speaking of that, what about Christmas Parade night coming up, Greg?
Great segue. Yes, on December 3rd, the annual Emporia Area Christmas Parade in downtown Emporia will happen, and so we, for members of the Historical Society, come down, and we have food and drink, and you can watch the parade from the confines inside the building. And so if it's a particularly cold or blustery evening, it's a great way to watch the parade and be warm and toasty and enjoy some food and drink and some social.
Better reserve your spot, right?
Yes, and so it's for members and members' guests. So, again, if you want to be involved in that, call 340-6310 and reserve your spot.
And if you're saying right now, gee, I wish I was a member, how can that happen?
Well, we can hook you right up with that, Ron. If you want to be a member, you can either go to our website, explorelyoncounty.org. You can call us at 340-6310, or you can just drop in at 7-Eleven Commercial, and we will hook you up. Individuals start at $30 for a membership. Families are at $50, and then businesses go up from there. So if you want to be active and involved, check us out one way or the other, by phone, by airwaves, or by in person.
Greg, appreciate it. You have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Greg.
Well, thank you both, and you both have a great Thanksgiving. And again, we are very thankful for you and what you do for us.
Likewise. Appreciate it, Greg. Have a good day.
You too.
Yeah, thanks. Greg Jordan, Executive Director, Lyon County History Center. Plenty going on.
Oh, man, as always.
Oof, I guess. Huh? KVOE Live and Local. We'll let Chuck take just a small break because Chuck will be back, and Chuck will be with you
a lot. Can you tell we've worked together for 22 years?
Coming up. So Chuck's going to be on the phone and interviewing a lot of folks, USD 253, as far as the cookie delivery day happening until about, we're saying about 12:30.
That's what we're looking at. Yep.
All right. It's 8:54. Good morning.
It's game time, Hornet fans. Emporia State men's and women's basketball is back, and this season they're